mobile. The chow down and zero TR.
Oh, yeah, I got the chow down. I've been to two places to look for a monitor. And, you know, just getting prices today so I can decide over the next day or two what I'm going to do, what I'm going to buy. And there's some fellow leaving here at Best Buy, and he's got two Vizio computer TVs on his cart headed out. So, anyway, has Ariel been there yet?
No, man, I ain't in no hurry. I'm just sitting there waiting on that chili to get done.
I'm going to have a good meal, and all. And that barbecue I had was good. I had, and all, nice, healthy serving of it. And all, usually they put it on two big pieces of Texas toast type thing. And I always tell them to just let them keep the bread. I don't need it. So anyway, so I had plenty to eat with chips and drink. And I brought me a brownie, so I had a brownie for dessert.
Oh, it looked like the rain was down around Clemson when I talked to you earlier. I don't know how far it's got now.
We're here right this minute. It's not raining. But I'll tell you what, it says 54 degrees on my thermometer, but that breeze out there, it is cold, my friend. Wish I'd worn a heavier jacket than the one I got on. Of course, I got a long sleeve, kind of a heavy long sleeve shirt on, but it's still cold out there. It's not just chilly, it's cold. And that breeze is not helping matters.
Right about that. We had to go down there at the doctor's office early. And in June, I got to get an MRI, but other than that, everything went good. Just looking at bed covers here. The grandson's shopping for a bed cover for his truck.
Yep. Oh, and got some idiot that came out of a place the wrong way and did a U-ey around to come in here so he could get in the line for turning, and now he's blocking one of the two turn lanes and sitting here just blocking traffic, and you know. So now I gotta wait for another green light to get around the corner. Oh, they drive among us, Tom.
A yellow Ford Bronco that was tailgating me on the way back, and I had a Toyota with a woman in it tailgating me on the way down. Man, she come up within a few inches of the back of the car. Finally, I just was going down the road there, and I stepped on the brakes rather briskly, and I could see she didn't like it very well. And wasn't very long, she passed us and went on down and didn't get anywhere, but you know how it is. And that Bronco, she went around a guy, and there was like maybe one car length. He swerved in front of him and then slammed on the brakes and made a right turn. Well, he was running about 35 miles an hour.
Had one the other day. I was going from the house to the church, and this guy come up on my tailgate and got behind me, and he got real close to me on Anderson Mill Road, and then I got around and made a turn on the church, my church road, and darn if he didn't come around the corner behind me. He pulled, got real close behind me, and that road is two-lane, twisty, and it's double yellow line down the center the whole way from where I turned on it at Anderson Mill all the way down to where it meets up with Reedville Road. And this fool come around me, passed me on one of the curved sections of that road, and then when he got by me, I was able to see why he was driving like that. His car tag said New York on it, so, and, you know, and that was why I thought, yeah, well, that's the way they drive up there like idiots. So, anyway, so right now I'm headed down here to the auto parts place to get me another wiper blade for my small wiper on my dual wipers on the front. Should have gotten both the other day, but I didn't think I needed it. But I noticed today that it's not cleaning as well.
Something you got to keep on top of. Well, I checked the prices on Amazon too on your screen you're looking for, but that's just me. But they, I don't know how they run in comparison, Rusty.
When I get home, I looked the other day, just glanced the other day. I wasn't doing serious looking, but since I've got that one that's starting to die on me, when I get home, I'll get on Amazon and I'll take a look at it there and see. Pull around the corner here in a second and go into Advanced Auto Parts and get another wiper blade. Yeah, this thing's got a wiper. One wiper blade is 24 inches long or 26 inches long, and the other one looks like it might be about 10 or 12 inches at max.
Do some crazy things in engineering nowadays. The one side of our car, you know how you can pull the wiper blade up and lock it in position? Well, the one on the right, you can do that. But if you pull the one up on the left, it strikes the hood, and it won't go on out into the locking position. I'll figure that one out.
Go in here to this place, and I go in here and buy this wiper blade from these folks here, and I have them go out and put it on the car. That way I don't have to mess with it. And like I said, the little short one, I mean, it is short. It is. It can't be more than, you know, and it's the one that's on the passenger side of the car. The one on the driver's side has got the big swiping. It swipes most of this windshield, so. And you've seen the front windshield on my car, so it's fairly good size and everything else, so. Oh, anyway, well, hopefully your lunch will be ready soon, and I'm pulling into the auto parts place, and I will talk to you later. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
That's Advanced Autos. I've had them, I have had them do that before, and that's a nice thing. I don't mind giving a little bit more for them, because I don't want to monkey with them. They're a pain. See you later, Rusty, N0TR, Cliff.